If you have your Bible, turn to Jude chapter number 1. There's only one. Jude. The book of Jude. Verse 24. Jude verse 24. Verse 24. The Bible says, "Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory." Now watch this. "With exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." I want to preach for just a minute, if God will be my help, on this thought. Too weak to resist. Too weak to resist. Now Jude tells us here, he said, "Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling." That tells us tonight that there's somebody, somewhere that's able to keep you. Amen. Somebody's able to keep you and keep you from falling. Amen. How many times have we stumbled? But praise God, I'm glad we serve a God tonight that said He'd keep us from, even when we stumble, He'd keep us from falling. I want to say, I got a God tonight that'll catch me when I stumble. I got a God that'll catch me before I ever hit the bottom. I got a God that'll be there with me tonight before I ever know that He's got me. I've got a God tonight that's ever looked down and sees me, and He knows where I am. And but just no matter how low I've got in my life, He's already been there. He's already knew where I was, and He already knew what I needed to get me up. He knew where I was at, and He knew how to fix me. Amen. I'm glad I serve that God tonight. And Jude said, as we just boil it all down and we get to the matter of the thing, he said, "There's a God of heaven who knows where we are, knows how we are, knows when we trip up, and He's there to catch us lest we fall." Right. Amen. He's there to keep us from falling. I won't say we're too we are too weak to resist the devil. We're too weak to resist the temptations in this world. But I want to say in the authority of the Holy God, if there's a God in heaven, He said He'd be with us, and He'd be with us, and He would not forsake us, and He'd be with us all the way to the end of the world. Amen. No matter where you go, there He is. He helps you to make a right, informed decision. He puts you in the right path. He leads you in a path of righteousness for His name's sake, so He can give you those things, praise God, that you stand in need of. Amen. That's the God we serve tonight. He's one there to help us, to guide us, to lead us, to show us the way. The Bible says, "Now unto Him that is able." Amen. It didn't say He could be able, that He might be able, but the Bible said He's able to keep you. Amen. We can't do it by ourselves. You can try all you want to try to be good, and you'll never make it. You'll try to turn over a new leaf, but I want to say on the other side, just as nasty and filthy as the one you saw before. Amen. But I want to say there's a God of heaven tonight. He's promised us if we'll walk with Him and talk with Him and be led of Him, and He'll lead us in the path right for His name's sake, and everything will be all right. And one day in a little while, praise God, He'll pluck us out of here and take us to glory. Amen. Amen. That's what I'm looking for. Abraham said he was just a pilgrim passing through. And even after decades and decades, I want to say youngins tonight, we're still just pilgrims of passing through. But I want to say on the authority of the Word of God, tonight you can pin her down, you can write her down. If you're a child of God, you're not a nobody, but you're somebody going somewhere. According to this blessed old King James Bible, he said, praise God, if you've been saved by the marvelous grace of God, you're no longer your own. You belong to Him. And what glory, hallelujah. Somebody ought to just jump up and shout of what belongs to Him. He said one day in a little while, He's going to claim and call it unto Himself. And wherever He is, there will be also. Amen. Amen. I'm looking for an also place, ain't you? Amen. I've heard that also place was an awesome place. Amen. I've heard it's place of glory. I heard it's place of joy exceeding. I've heard it's a place of bountiful things that's going on. When they got over there in Canaan and they got to looking around and they had the bountifulness of Canaan, grapes the size of watermelons. Glory, hallelujah. And what a magnificent thing that must have been. But John, I want to say glory, hallelujah. Hey, it ain't nothing compared to what heaven's going to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's going to get better farther on, youngins. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. The devil's doing his best to dissuade us today and get us to doubt. Amen. We're living in a day that the devil's fighting us tooth and nail. But God Almighty in the book of Jude, He said, after He'd run her down, He had pinned her down. He said, praise God. He said, now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you. Praise God. Listen, I won't say I serve a God tonight who's able to keep me and one day, glory, hallelujah, present me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To present me for the glory of God. What a blessed hope we have. Amen. Praise God. Listen, He ain't going to present you in your old ragged self. He ain't going to grow. He ain't going to present you in your old filthy garment of this world. He ain't going to present you in your old filthy desires of the flesh. He's going to present you, the Bible said, without spot or blemish or any such thing as what we have here. Praise God. He'll all be gone. Amen. Let me just say this tonight. Lord, just go ahead and cast all that mess off and just worship God. Amen. If we had put as much emphasis and much energy into what we do for God as we do for the world and the devil, this whole valley would be saved. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. God Almighty's a moving if we'll just listen. Praise God, but He's able to present you faultless before the presence of His glory. That means when we come into His presence. Amen. When we get to heaven, ain't nothing going to be about hindering us. Amen. All these things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. One of these days, everything is going to be made new. And I'm glad God started it already. Amen. Amen. He that began a good work with you, began a good work in you, will complete that good work. Amen. I'm glad it's a heart thing. I'm glad one day He moved out of my head, moved into my heart, and I ain't been the same. But I tell you what, there's a whole lot of folks, praise God, that are missing it by about 16 inches. They know Jesus in their head. They've heard about Him. They know about Him. But praise God, when He comes down and He tipped that Holy Ghost of God shows you, you're an old sinner in need of a Savior. You done hit rock bottom and you got so low you don't know how to look up. And you just bow your head like an old publican did and said, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. God Almighty in heaven, He hears that. Well, that sets Him bells off in heaven. And God looks down and He comes down to where we are and He saves us by the marvelous grace of God. Lifts us a path of the muck and the mire of this world. Wipes us off, cleans us off, scares us off and puts our feet upon it. I said puts our feet upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise His holy name. That's a God I serve. Amen. He changes you from the inside out. Amen. We're too weak to resist the temptation's flesh. We're too weak to resist the devil in this world. But God Almighty said, He's a God of heaven. And one day in a little while, praise God, He's going to make those changes in us and around us, praise God. I said, and around us, praise God. And one day He'll present us to Himself for His glory. He said, amen. He presents you. Now, notice, I like His personal pronoun here, don't you? Amen. Let me just emphasize that for you. Said one day He's going to present you and 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 you. Right? He's going to present you, us, to Himself. Amen. Do you ever think about why God created man to begin with? God created man, put him in the garden. Well, preacher, I know why He put him in the garden. He put him there to take care of all them critters. Amen. No, He created Adam, put him in the garden. God could have took care of the critters. He does that anyway, by the way. Amen. But He created man. He created humanity, us, so that He could love on us. And we could love on Him. Amen. I tell you what, they ain't nothing. They ain't nothing like my Lord and my Savior. There's nothing like the fellowship that I have with Him. Amen. When nobody wants to listen to me, and that's quite often. Somebody say amen out there. But praise God, I'm glad He's always listening. Bible said He inclineth His ear to hear from me and you. Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad He's listening tonight. Praise God, because He's there and He's able to keep us from falling. He's there to present you faultless from before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Amen. Brother Robert, you know what that means? That means that God is excited. It brings Him joy to take care of us. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? If God gets joy from taking care of you and taking care of me and taking care of us, why don't we let Him? Amen? Why don't we let God take care of us? Why don't we ask God to help us? I believe we do. I believe we have a praying church. I believe we've got a believing church. I believe we've got a God-trusting church. Amen? As a pastor here, I know that whenever we have situations, first thing happens, the phone goes ringing. They say, Pastor, we need to pray. I say, glory, hallelujah, we hold it. Amen? So what are we doing? We're putting our trust in the Lord. We realize a situation, Brother Kevin, that we can't handle, and we just call upward so that He can bless us and blessings can come downward. That's the way it works, because God loves us and He said He's going to take care of. And I like how Jude closes this book, his little book out with this, but what power. Amen. He lets us know, praise God, that He loves us. When we're weak, He loves us. When we can't resist, He's powerful for us. He said, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. So what He says here is, now unto Him that is able to keep us from falling. Amen. He said, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. The one that's able to do that, glory, He ought to get praises. He ought to be lifted up, magnified for His power. He ought to be praised, praise God, for His dominion over our lives. Amen. I'm glad He's in control and I'm not. Hey, listen, I've done messed up enough today as it is. I wouldn't even want to think about trying to be Him. But if we ain't careful, that's what we do. We try to be God. Amen. But God promised that He said that He would be God if we'd let Him. In 1 Peter, in 1 Peter chapter number 1, the Bible says this in verse number 3. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. That's a living hope. Do you realize that, praise God, if you're a born again believer, you're alive, you're living, praise God, that you have a living hope, that you have a life-giving hope, that you have a hope, praise God, that will never leave or never fade away. It's life and hope and Lord Jesus Christ throughout. Now watch this, eternity. Now our little finite mind can't get a hold of eternity. But eternity is eternity. We'll spend eternity one day, whether we spend it in heaven or in hell. But God said He, through the Lord Jesus Christ and the mercy of God, and by God's grace, He saves us. Amen. And because of that, praise God, we enter into a living hope. It's not a hope for when we're gone. It's not a hope for after we expire. It's a hope right now. Amen. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. What a God we serve. It loved us enough. We can give us hope now. Amen. I don't have hope for tomorrow. Praise God. I have hope tomorrow, but I got hope today for tomorrow. God give it to me when He saved me. Amen. And He said, by the resurrection, this is how we got it, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Something that was dead, praise God, don't have no hope. But praise God, Jesus didn't stay dead. Amen. Jesus died. He gave up the ghost. He died for our sins according to the Scriptures. That means God said He did. How many believe God? Amen. So we believe that Jesus died for your sins. He died for our sins and was buried. How many believe He was buried? Amen. And at the third day, He rose from the dead. Praise God. How many believe He rose from the dead? Amen. Because it says, because God said so. You already said you believe God. So that means we have a living Savior. Amen. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven to make intercession for us. In other words, to intercede on our behalf. So that every time we start to mess up, every time we mess up, we just bow our head and say, oh Lord, please forgive me and help me. We ask that, we repent, I say, Lord, I'm sorry, help me go, and you turn around. That repentance means you turn around from it, amen, 180 degrees, and you never go that way again because you've asked the Lord to help you, and next time you start to go that direction, an alarm will go off in your soul, and you'll say, whoa, wait a minute, you can't do that. Amen. Yeah. Say that again.
Jesus,
praise God. Amen. Plead the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for our sins. Praise God. Said he said, amen. A lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now watch this. To an inheritance incorruptible. Amen. Now, corruption sets in where death sets in. So he says here that we have to have an inheritance that's incorruptible. In other words, it's death proof. Amen. And that and undefiled, that means it's sin proof. And that fadeth not away, that means it's time proof. Reserved in heaven for you. Amen. That reserved is literally means guarded. Who's guarding it? God. He said, how do you know? Because verse 5, he tells you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So he said, we are kept by the power of who? By the power of me?
God.
Is that what that says? We, who are kept by the... It does. It says by the power of God. Amen. Through faith... How do we get the power of God? Through faith. Amen. Unto salvation. Praise God. That's saving power of God. Ready to be revealed in the last time. That's redemption when we're taken up. So the Bible tells us here, Peter tells us here, glory, hallelujah. He said, there's a blessed hope that we have in Lord Jesus Christ. There's hope when we're too weak and we're too weak to resist the temptations world. Praise God. That God says, I know you are. That's why I'm here. And he begins to do for us that we can't do for ourselves. Amen. You see what happens if we ain't careful. We start to have faith in self. You say, you got two men, and man number one, he has faith in himself. Right? Faith in self. Now listen to me just a minute. Faith in self is bound to fail. How do you know that? Because we fail constantly. Amen. But the person with faith in self, he's got eye problems. He's got confidence. He said, I've got all the confidence in the world of myself. I know what I can do. Amen. I'm not afraid of the devil. He ought to be, because he's no match for the devil. He's too weak to resist the temptations of this world. You and I are too weak. We're too fragile. We're too frail. But God's able, praise God, to overcome every obstacle that we'd face. Amen. Such and such, he will say, when I set my mind to something, I will let you down. I will end up changing your mind on subjects. Amen. Our problems cause you to go into wrong directions. Amen. I can't do anything. But Mr. I will say, well, I as a Christian, praise God, I started a Christian walk and I'll finish it. Have you ever heard that before? I've started a Christian walk and I'll finish it. That's good. That's good desires. Amen. That's not salvation, praise God. Salvation is in the Lord. First thing that Mr. Know-it-all do, he'll say, I'll, praise God, I'll never backslide. Amen. They'll never find me back in those places I used to go, hanging out with those people I used to hang out with. Hello, somebody help me. Amen. We've been places and we, amen, and we can give a witness. We know what we're capable of. Amen. We know where we're able to go. Praise God. He said, I'll not backslide. He said, I'll go through, praise God. I'll make it. You know what? Let me just be honest with you. Those people right there, most of the time, about 6 months, if it makes it 6 weeks, but if they make it 6 months, you can't find them with a search warrant when it comes to godly things. Amen? You hunt for them, search for them, you'll not find them nowhere. Amen? They're nowhere to be found. Amen? If we're going to go, praise God, we got to go with God. That man that says, I all the time, he's up for a fall. But then you got the second man. That second man, he'll come trembling before you. He'll come shaking and he'll come hesitant and he'll come, praise God, just absolutely ashamed of who he is and what he used to be. And he'll say, I don't know. You know how I am. You know how I was. You know what I was apt to do. You know where I've been. You know the things I've done. Amen. And you know, praise God, how weak I am, that I don't have the power within me to change anything. Hello? If we start thinking we've got the power to make changes, boy, the devil's got you confused. Amen. He'll say, I've tried, praise God, to quit my sin.
Amen.
Amen. How many times have you tried to quit your sin? I've tried to. There's a lot of things I've tried to quit and couldn't. Amen. You quit by yourself. You can't do it. Amen. Praise God. And you know, he'll stand within himself. He'll say, you know where I've been. You know what I did. You know how many times I've failed. He said, well, preacher, ain't no way the church knows that because church shouldn't know. Let me read a verse of scripture to you. The Bible says in James chapter number 5, verse 16, it says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Amen. He said we ought to come in. If we have weaknesses and we have frailties, we have an iniquity, we ought to come in and say, church, I need you to pray for me. We don't have to blurt it out and give the devil glory. But we're saying, I've got an issue. I've got things going on in my life and I need some help. I need to bombard heaven. Would you help me pray? And we fall together and we fall on their neck and we pray for them and we lift them up, praise God, and get them high enough, Brother Kevin, out of this whole world. They'll God on the, well, glory, hallelujah. God can reach down and get a hold of them and pull them unto him. Amen. He said, well, God don't do that. God does do that. Amen. He grabs old sinners up, loves on them. If he didn't, you'd never get saved. Amen. He loves on you and pets on you and caresses you and woos you because he loves you. Amen. He says, you know how I am, how frail I am, how weak I am. He said, I have absolutely no confidence in myself, church. And I won't say tonight in the authority of God's word, Brother Justin, I'll have no confidence in me either. I'll just be honest with you. Hedgefell told me a while back, he said, preacher, I just ain't got no confidence in you. I guess he thought that would take me aback. I said, good for you. He just looked at me real funny. I said, I ain't got no confidence in me either. If you got your confidence in me, I'll let you down. I said, you better put your confidence in the Lord. Amen. I love him with all my heart. Love the Lord with all my heart, praise God. Amen. I try to love you, praise God, like he loves me. But if you put your confidence in me, praise God, you're putting your confidence in the wrong person. And I know what people say, you know, praise God, I thank God. And we ought to thank God for our pastor and we try to lead, you know, in the right direction to help everywhere we can. But he says, man number two, he says, I don't have no confidence in myself. He said, but God, amen, look at Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41. Old feller says this, Bible speaks to his heart. A big booming voice from heaven. He said, verse number 9, Isaiah 41 and verse number 9. He said, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and saith unto thee, thou art my servant. Now watch this. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Can you imagine hearing God say that? My, my, my. Then verse number 10. Amen, Blake. He said, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. And this second man, he doesn't thump himself on the chest and brag about who he is and what he has. But he said, listen, he said, I read over Isaiah 41, and God Almighty, he said unto me, he said, I knew where you was at. I come to where you was. I got you and I brought you out. I called you unto myself. I chose you for me. You didn't choose me for you. Praise God. I'm glad it's out of way. God chose us. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. A lot of times people say, well, preacher, I found God. And I know what they're saying, but I just won't say God ain't ever been lost. Amen. I usually correct them, say, no, let me tell you what happened. God found you. Amen. He came to seek and to save those that were lost, and He found you. Amen. God ain't ever been lost. God ain't ever not knew what He was doing. God ain't ever been persuaded of the devil. God ain't ever been persuaded of the flesh. God is God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're too weak to resist. He says, I brought you out. I brought you, chose you to myself. I cannot cast thee away. And He says, fear thou not. He said, you ain't got nothing to be afraid of. I am God. I am the most awesome power in the universe. Hey, I'm God. I am the power of the universe. They was talking the other day. The scientists are talking, and they said there's some funny things going on with the sun. They said there's some funny things going on with the sun, and there's some solar flares that's brighter than normal. And said over the next 5 years, and there's going to be some warming spots in the earth. Well, we knew that. Because he said one day he's going to melt it with a fervent heat. Amen. I guess he's just warming it up. Amen. That's kind of like when you cook and you toast. Amen. You put that thing in a toaster oven. Don't ever buy a cheap toaster oven. Our toaster oven went out. My wife went and bought one. And she thought, well, this one's on sale. I said, how much was it? $19.95. I said, oh boy. You put that toast in there and you turn it on where it says toast about medium, and it don't even begin to do nothing. That little bell goes ding, and then you turn it back up there to where it says medium again, and you better watch it because it'll come back out black as soot. Amen? That first cycle just warms it up. And that second just cooks her good. Amen. The world's looking down and they're mocking and making fun of God. I want to tell you, we better look up and lift up our heads as we see these things begin to come pipe, because God's getting fed up with the silliness and the wickedness of this world, and He's fixing to come down with retribution and with wrath that the world has never seen before. But I want to say, God Almighty loves you so much, and He's looking to you, He's hollering to you, He's screaming at you, please come out from among them and be ye separate and be preserved. Amen. Bless His holy name. He says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Who's with you? Always. Yeah, that's right. Who's with you? God is. Well, what about them friends? You know what? You look around and you say, what friends? Amen. Because when you need them, they ain't there. Oh, they're there to get you in trouble, but they'll never be there to get you out. Amen. But God says, I am. That's ego of me. That is God. That's Almighty God. I am with thee. He said, be not dismayed. He said, you don't have to be dismayed. So you don't be at least distracted and discouraged. Praise God. He said, I am with you. He said, you don't be frightened. He said, for I am, I like this, thy God. Amen. He said, I'm yours. Have you ever thought about that? You can say, you know what? I've got my own personal God. You tell people that day and they'll look at you like you've lost your mind. Amen? But you can. I have our own personal God. Amen. That's the way it is. A personal relationship, a personal God. He's ours and we're His. Amen. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Do you ever feel weak? Do you ever feel too weak to resist? Do you ever feel too weak to stand the test? God says, if you'll look to me, if you'll trust me, I'll give you strength. He said, Jesus said, I have all power in heaven and on earth. And He said, I'll combine the power to get a hold of you and help you and bring you through. Amen. He said that when God saves us, He puts that we're in the Father's hand. Covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit just breathes on us. Amen. That's what He said He does. Praise the Lord. He said, I'll strengthen you. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. You ever need help? Who do you call? Ghostbusters? You call on the Lord. Amen. David said, I look unto the hills which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. The demons of hell, the armies of Saul, everybody was trying to assail David. He was hiding up in a cave in the mountains and the rocks of En-Gedi. And he looked up to the hills which cometh his help. He looked to the Lord, praise God. And guess who showed up? The Lord showed up. Amen. I love that story, but I could preach all night. Amen. I could go so many different directions like right here. But you know, David, he was up there in the mountains. I'll save that for another time. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. But God's good. He come where he was when he needed him, praise God, on purpose. And he rescued him. Amen. Them and a whole bunch of other misfits, but that's another story for another day. Praise God. But this old second fella, he didn't beat his chest and say, look at me. He said, beat his chest. He said, with his head down, he said, look at God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee. That means he'll keep you from falling down. And said, with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. Not his righteousness. The Bible says our righteousness, mine and yours, is as filthy rags. I didn't know what that was till I went to Israel, and the Bedouins would take old rags and they wash them out and they hang them up on old pallets and they draw them out. And they were nasty, filthy. But he said that's okay. Them's still good. But the filthy rags was the ones they used to bind the wounds of lepers. Could never be used again. Have to be thrown away. He said that's our righteousness. But he said the righteousness of God is the righteousness that's right. And that's what he equips, that's what he robes us in, his righteousness. Amen. He said, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So we see God booming with a booming voice. And this second fella, he said, hey, listen, I don't have no confidence in myself, but he said, I just trust in him. Amen, tonight. I'm not trusting me. I'm not trusting people. I'm not putting no confidence in anybody. I'm going to trust in God. God will make the difference. Amen. He goes on, Isaiah 41, verse 13, he says this. He said, for I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand. Amen. Come here, make me hurry real quickly. That was her left. This is right. Where are you going? What? The what? Say that again.
Wherever you're going.
That's right. I've got to hold you, right? And wherever I go, that's where you're going. That's what God said. Glory, hallelujah. God said, I reached down to where you was. Go ahead, brother. But I'm saying, I got you by the right hand. Amen. And he said, wherever you go, praise God, is where I'm going. He said, if you'll just let me, I'll take you wherever I go, and you won't have to worry about nothing else. Amen. I've got you, son, if you'll let me. I've got you, daughter, if you'll let me. I'll hold on. I'll never let go of you if you'll just keep your hand in mine. Amen. Amen. We get a hold of Him. We hang on for dear life to God. And we don't let go. He won't let go of us. And then wherever we go, praise God, it'd be called God went before us. Amen. Take that, devil! He don't like it. But it's all right. I don't like him either. He's a liar and the father lies. Amen. Praise God. He'll never do nothing to help you. But if we'll get up from the least to the right, from the least to the oldest, and we'll get a hold of God, because He'll get down and get a hold of us, and just stick up a hand, just extend a hand, and say, God, get a hold of me. Amen. Amen. Pray every day, say, Lord, today I want you to hang on to me for dear life. Don't let me go. Let me just say that He has no intention of letting you go. Amen. He never has an intention of letting you go. Amen. But just don't jerk and try to pull away from Him. Amen. Hang on, praise God. He said, for I will hold thee by the right hand, saying unto thee, fear not. Watch this. I will help thee. Amen. The old second fella, he said, I'm too weak to resist, folk. You know how weak and frail I am. But he said, I got to looking at God. In Isaiah 41. And God said, I loved you and I chose you. And I come to take care of you and lead and guide you in my righteousness. And he said, here. He said, one day he reached down and said, and got a hold of my hand. He said, son, will you, daughter, will you go with me? He said, here I am. Will you let me help you? And through faith, believe, and glory, hallelujah, you just stuck your hand up. Amen. Do you remember that night, that Wednesday night, that Sunday night, that Sunday morning, whatever day it was, revival, church meeting, whatever it was, that you, all of a sudden the preacher was preaching, all of a sudden the Holy Ghost moved on your heart, and all of a sudden that hand went up. Amen. The old preacher said, anybody here tonight needs to be saved? You know, who done that? But there was something down the very fiber of your being got to churning and you couldn't help it. Said, you got to help it and you got to couldn't help it and you didn't care. Amen. And God, what you did that night is you reached up to get a hold of God's hand. And he reached way down further than you could ever reach up. He got a hold of you. And he said, hang on, youngins, we're going for a ride. Amen. He pulls us out of there and he begins to take us on a journey that every day gets us just a little closer to glory. Amen. Just a little closer to heaven today, Justin, than I was yesterday. Because God's got me by the hand. And me and Him are going places. Praise the Lord. He says this. Well, let me just read you verse 14. Let me just, I was about to forget verse 14 because it's good. He said, fear not thou worm Jacob. And ye men of Israel. He said, I will help thee. Now listen to this. He says, saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. That's Jesus. Amen. That's Jesus. He said, hey, listen, I said, I've got this, and I've got you. Will you go with me? Will you go? You're too weak to resist. Amen, but you're too strong, Lord, not to go with God. Because the Lord said, I'll take you. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and ever. Can you say amen? That's God. Amen. Jude said, this is why we can say glory, hallelujah, to his glory and His majesty and His dominion. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. Praise God. He said, and power. His power is awesome power. God has power that we've never harnessed into. We've never tapped into. But we pray and we fast and when we look unto Him, the author and the finisher of our faith, when we're too weak to resist, that's when He's strong. When you feel so weak that you feel like you're about to give in, let me tell you what you give in. Just give in to your knees and let them just hit the ground and just look up and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me an old sinner and help me. right now. Lord, I need your help. Hey, listen, I have to do that. Amen? So I can keep my mind focused on God. This world that we live in would like to redirect our focus on the things of this world. But our focus and our main interest ought to be on God. Because we're just a few days to going home, youngins. We're just a few days. We're close to going to heaven. And we just need to be encouraging each other, loving each other, praise God, and loving on Him because He first loved us.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Even when we were sinners, He loved us. Praise God. Enough to call us out of sin and save us from our sin. Amen.